Death on the Downs by Simon Brett. The book is subtitled A Feathering Mystery. Chapter 1. The bones didn't look old. But then what did Carol Seddon know about bones? Her work at the Home Office had brought her into contact with forensic pathologists from time to time, but she didn't lay claim to any of their arcane knowledge. She was just an ordinary member of the public. In retirement, an even more ordinary member of the public. But any member of the public who'd done the rudiments of anatomy at school, who'd watched television or been to the cinema, would have recognized that the bones were human. Carol saw them as she picked herself up off the floor of the barn. When she had realized the rain showed no immediate signs of relenting, she had tried to make herself comfortable on a pile of roughly cut planks. They were dark green with the slime of ages, but her trousers and Burberry raincoat were already so mud-spattered and wet that more dirt would make little difference. She planned to spread out a newspaper over the immaculate upholstery of her Renault when she got back to the road where it was parked. Maybe it was the slime. Maybe it was the fact that they had recently been moved, but the planks proved an unstable seat. When Carol had put her full weight on them, they had tipped forward, spilling her unceremoniously onto the hard earth floor of the barn. Their collapse revealed the bright blue fertilizer bags, out of one of which protruded the unmistakable ball joint of a human femur. The barn was not on one of Carol Seddon's regular walking routes. Indeed, she rarely went on to the downs. Gulliver, her dog, was too easily distracted up there, overexcited by the smells of cattle, rabbits, and other smaller but infinitely intriguing species of wildlife. Given the luxury of all that space, it would have been cruel to keep the dog on a lead, but she didn't trust him to return.